I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late.
It must be awfully important, like a party or something. Mr. Rabbit, wait!
No. I'm overdue. I'm really in a stew. No time to say goodbye. Hello, I'm late.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the late submissions. That's right. Of the people that had circumstances beyond their control, they're still late. The naughty people. The people that forgot. The people that had disasters strike them. It's their night tonight. One of them is going home since everybody else submitted on time. I don't know who it's going to be. First up tonight, we have Omipride09.
We all lead such elaborate lives, wild ambitions in our sights. How an affair of the heart survives. Days apart and hurried nights seems quite unbelievable to me. I don't want to live like that. Seems quite unbelievable to me. I don't want to love like that. I just want our time to be slower and gentler, wiser, free. We all live in extravagant time, playing games we can't all win. Unintended emotional crimes take some out, keep others in. I'm so tired of all we're going through. To live like that, I'm so tired of all we're going through. I don't want to love like that. I just want to be with you now and forever. Peaceful, true. This may not be the moment to tell you face to face. Perfect time and place. We all lead such elaborate lives. We don't know whose words are true. Strangers, lovers. I don't want to love like that. I just wanna touch your heart. May this confession ease the storm.
that was Omiprido 9, who I really admire for submitting, because he's got a lot going on right now. I will go first on this one. Omi, I'm surprised you didn't do West Side Story for musical theater round, since you've done it, what, 3 times already, I think you said? I liked your voice here overall, but I didn't really feel the love kind of here for me. Like, I think you picked a good song for your voice, but I wasn't feeling, and I think you did it with, and I didn't feel dead in it, but I felt that you weren't conveying the right emotion here. So I kind of lost a little bit of interest towards the second half of the song. I did sort of like your falsetto harmonies, except for when you were doing those falsetto harmonies, it seemed to be that your main lead vocals kind of seemed to top out a little bit. Like the quality went weird for me. I don't know, my headphones, mm-hmm. but it did seem that it went weird. I don't have very much else to say, but kudos for submitting. Beloved.
I thought the same thing about the harmony part, but also I think it was your higher harmony, one or the other. They didn't always blend together rhythmically, so just make sure you have that pretty close, because then it just kind of makes it messy sounding. And towards the end, after the harmony part, when you did a part in your higher voice and then the parts in your lower voice, your higher voice sounded really thin and almost as if you might crack at any second. I did like your emotion. I thought it was really good based on what I was expecting from you. But I would have liked more in general for this song. But I thought that this was a step up for you. So, and I really liked it. Your voice sounded great in this song.
Yeah, I liked your tone on this too.
Mm-hmm.
Valk.
I pretty much have, like, the same notes. It's kind of weird, because, like, I also wish you had more emotion, but I think it matches the backtrack well at the same time. You sounded good on this vocally. Yeah, I don't really have anything else to add. I liked the harmonies. Was this like a self-duet, or was there just harmonies in it?
I think it was harmonies.
I've never heard this song.
I don't know what it's from. I haven't heard it before.
Oh, I don't listen to the song enough to remember. But yeah, this is pretty good. I liked this overall. I don't really have anything else to add.
All right, so I think we're good on Omi. Next up is Aria.
Gentle curl, that's the girl he chose, and heaven knows I am not that good. Don't wish, don't start wishing on. There's a girl I know, he loves her so. I'm not that girl.
All right, and that was Aria singing I'm Not That Girl. What?
It's a double.
Yeah, who did this before? Was it Autumn?
Melly.
Melly did this? Yeah, I thought it was either Autumn or Melly. Beloved, why don't you go first on this one?
Okay. When this first started, I was like, yes, I love this song. But then I wasn't really into it. I'm not exactly sure why, but when it first started, your voice had this weird tone, and I'm not sure what it was. I was really just shocked the whole time, because I was like, what's going on? This is Aria. Why am I not loving this, you know? And And sometimes, once in a while, your notes weren't always right on, which blew my mind, and I don't know. I just wasn't a big fan of this. And on the low notes, they were awesome, but you held your vibrato out so long and it was just so heavy that it sounded funny. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of this. It makes me really sad.
Yeah, I'm surprised because when you were talking to me, you said that it was early enough in the morning that you could sing some of the lower notes, and it sounded like you had trouble in the song singing some of these lower notes. I was like, this seemed familiar, and I'm going to like some of these moments. Like, some of them, like, you had some really good moments, and you had some really, like, what's going on? Especially when you would hold out girl. I'm not that girl. And then it was very a little heavy of vibrato, I think. And so the notes, because maybe you were in the heavy, too heavy of vibrato, just seemed you were singing the wrong note a lot of the time to me. And it felt like it might have been a little bit out of your range. But at the same time, the parts that were within where your normal range is at, where we normally hear you sing, sounded like normal Aria, but everything else kind of distracted me from that. So I'm to be honest, I'm kind of worried about you tonight. Because normally you're a lot more epic than this. What about you, Falk?
This is like the reverse of Melly's, or like you hit all of the notes, but you weren't like emoting it as well as you could have. I really liked your voice on this, like, the low notes were, like, super pretty and stuff, but yeah, I was kind of, like, iffy on the emotion, like, you sound like you were just, like, singing it, and I really, like, the song kind of, like, needs to be depressing, and people are just, like, singing it, so I'm kind of sad. I don't have, like, anything else to really add other than that.
Alright, I think we're good on Aria. Next up and last submission of the night is Make It Dizzy and OMG Awkward Turtle with a duet.
Duet?
Ten minutes. minutes ago I saw you. I looked up when you came through the door. My head started reeling, you gave me the feeling the room had no ceiling or floor. 10 minutes ago I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling out my arms and to sing out the news. I have found her, she's an angel, with the dust of the stars in her eyes. We are dancing, we are flying, and she's taking me back to the skies. In the arms of my love I'm flying, over mountain and meadow and glen. And I like it so well that for all I can tell, I may never come down again. I may never come down to earth again.
10 minutes ago I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring up the bells and fling up my arms and to sing out the news.
I have found her.
In the arms of my love I'm flying, over mountain and meadow and glen. And I like it so well that for all I can tell, I may never come down again. I may never come down to earth again.
All right, and that was Megadizzy and OMG Awkward Turtle. 10 minutes ago, they met us. Valk, you're first.
Yay! I love this song! Oh, I love the Cinderella musical. No. This is, like, fantastic, like, Dizzy. I've never heard you sound so, like, musical theory before. I was like, whoa.
I had doubts it was like the same friend. Person. I had doubts it was like,
I know.
I was like, wait, who is this?
I know. You sounded like a prince. I was like, oh my, Dizzy, you're a prince. Yeah, your part sounded really good, and like, Turtle sounded really good, and you both like meshed really well, and you both sounded like you were in love with each other, which I liked that a lot. Like when Turtle came in and like sang the like come down to earth again part, I was like, aw, they're in love. It's so cute. Yeah, that was like really, really good. My only net was like when you were singing together, I think Dizzy was kind of low volume wise.
I agree.
I didn't hear like the guy harmony that well. It sounded kind of off, but like, I'm not sure because it was low, but that's like a nitpick because this was super awesome, like emotionally and vocally, and you guys both did awesome.
Yeah, beloved.
I loved this. This was so adorable. I was smiling the whole time I was listening. I do have a couple things just to point out. I had the volume note, and then my only other note was during the harmonies. They sounded good, but at the very end, they died a little bit. And they didn't blend 100% just because one of you was a tiny, 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 tiny bit sharp, I think. But, I mean, it doesn't even matter. This song was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay. I freaked out as soon as it started. Oh, I love this song.
Yeah, when I saw the email, I was like, oh my gosh, we're singing this. I didn't think that Dizzy would be good on this song, knowing the song. Not that he would have been bad or anything, but like, I didn't think like it would have been a great fit. But totally prove me wrong.
Man, Dizzy.
My first actual comment when I typed was, what the fuck, this is Dizzy? I was totally surprised. I really like this for you, Dizzy. It's
to me, I mean, I don't know what else you've sung that's within this range, but I haven't heard sing anything else that was this style before, and I really like this for you. Mm-hmm. So this is my favorite of the night, to me, personally.
Yeah.
Turtle.
This is the spot in your lower range where you should sing. Yes. So, yeah.
Turtle, I didn't like the very first two lines that you said, or that you sang. I don't know if they were maybe too quiet for me, or if the emotion was weird for me compared to everything else, but something about the first two lines didn't seem to fit with everything else. I don't know if maybe it was just because of a different take or something, but they didn't seem to fit to me. Also, I did have the same note where, Turtles, when you were singing with Dizzy together, you did seem louder than Dizzy, by which I felt that you should have been a little bit sort of with this song, but I felt it was a little bit too much. I would have liked to hear Dizzy a little bit more, so maybe either turn you down just a hair or turn him up just a little bit more, because like, the volume was good and I could still hear you, but it didn't feel that it was together enough. I would have liked to hear a little bit better mix there. I don't have very much else to add. We are going to have to do some deliberating for results, guys. Because one of the four people tonight, Omi, Aria, Dizzy, or Turtles, is going home, and everybody was not terrible tonight. So, we will talk, and then we will be right back. All right, guys. Tonight was a very, very, very tough decision. I think that we all agree that pretty much Turtles and Dizzy, Mega Dizzy, won for us tonight. I would say that's pretty much straight across the board.
Yeah.
All right. That leaves the two remaining entries of the night. Both submitted last minute, so I can applaud you for that. And Omi and Aria, you both have been doing great throughout the competition. However, tonight, the person that's going home is Aria. It's painful as it is to do that, because people were, yeah, I guess.
I feel like we're living in some kind of alternate universe.
I know.
This is depressing.
It was a nice day yesterday, and then today.
What is going on?
And my car wouldn't work today for a while too. I don't even know. That just weird things are happening today. Aria, we're really sad to see you go. Although I'm still bringing people back, so if somebody drops, yeah, then you would be the person to be invited. That being said, if you guys that are listening to the episode tonight didn't listen last night, and I'll send an email first thing tomorrow morning. The theme for next round is cheating/breakup songs for the main round, which will be due by Saturday at 11:59 Eastern Time, so that's the 30th. And then immunities is basically any love song, but you have to put one of our names in the song as either username or real name, your pick. But you have to sing to us. And so that'll be due Friday by 11:59 Eastern Time. I don't have very much else to say tonight. Good night.